1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Go ahead, Mr. Bonafide.
Yes, sir. Phil, I wanted to remind you and everyone of your listeners this Thanksgiving weekend that when you see someone in a recreational vehicle, that is an indication that those people are traveling a very long distance and that they are most probably this Thanksgiving weekend trying to get to their families as fast as they safely can. So we would like to remind all of your listeners and yourself, Mr. Hendry, that when you see a recreational vehicle, especially if it's being driven by senior citizens, to make sure you move to the right and get out of their way as quickly as possible to facilitate their travel, as well as yours.
Are you traveling right now, sir?
Yes, I am. My wife, Gladys, and I are on the road now heading to Portland, Oregon.
What are you going up for Thanksgiving?
Yes, we are. We're going to be there with our daughters, hopefully in time for Thanksgiving dinner. And I've got a 5-year-old grandson, and we're looking very much forward to seeing him. And, of course, we would rather not contemplate having to arrive late for our turkey dinner because someone isn't on the same page and might be blocking our way. So, again, Phil, we call and remind all of your listeners that the National Senior Recreational Vehicle Alliance would like you to move over when you see an RV and let it pass so that we don't have to, lock horns, I guess.
Can I ask you, is it required by law, and I've never known, is it required by law for people to move over when a recreational vehicle is in the rearview mirror?
Phil, our lobby is working on having some kind of federal vehicle code instituted, hopefully on the federal level. But no, it does not exist for the purposes of your listeners. However, I would advise them to go about their business as if it does.
Because if it isn't part of the vehicle code to have to move over when a recreational vehicle is coming up behind you, then some people may not automatically do it. Correct?
Well, that's why we're on your show, reminding people to do it so that it doesn't get to a point where, the RV driver has to take care of the situation himself, because that can involve a lot of time and expense for the individual not yielding.
What do you mean by that? So, in other words, this is not a requirement. You're asking people...
Well, I don't want to put it simply, but on the road, the RV represents a meaningful journey, one that is of a long distance and involving much preparation.
Well, yeah, but when you said if people don't yield, the RV driver has to take care of the situation himself, and that might involve time and expense?
Yes, sir.
Can you explain that?
Well, Phil, we all have our easy way of effecting a clear journey. I can tell you that if someone is in front of my vehicle and is not yielding, let me tell you what I've got to answer your question.
Okay.
I've got a top-of-the-line Itasca Horizon. It's 40 foot long. It's a lot of vehicle. And what I did just below the windshield, which would be just above the eye level for a driver of an automobile, I mounted a rack of what are called xenon lights, X-E-N-O-N. Now, these lamps are rated 3,200 lumens, and well, there are other older halogen headlights that do a better job. But when I switch these lights on, the light is so powerful that it could, if the driver in front has his rearview mirror tilted the wrong way, it could burn the cornea of the eye. Now, my question is...
So you're telling me that if you're behind someone who will not yield, you turn on these halogen lights?
Well, no, Phil, I don't think I'm the one to answer the question. I think the question is that what people want to play with? Because that's what we're talking about.
It's not part... All right, so you're saying you got to yield if an RV comes up in your rearview mirror, but this is not part of the vehicle code.
Not yet, no, sir, but we are working on it. And until then, as I said, people should act as if it is. Just get out of our way, that's all I'm saying. Because if I turn on those halogen lights, and I'm about 3 feet off your rear bumper, you could become blinded if you're not looking in the proper direction. When you see an RV, just get out of the way.
And you're on your way to Portland to see your wife? Not to see your wife.
No, my wife, Gladys, is with me. We're going up to see my daughter, Cynthia, and her husband, Fred, and my grandson, Jason.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Lloyd Bonafide. He is a representative of the National Senior Recreational Vehicle Alliance, reminding everyone this Thanksgiving weekend that when you see an RV on the road, especially if it's driven by a senior citizen, just get out of the way. Because you got to... I guess the only thing that the only thing that I'm feeling a little odd about is that you are, it's not necessarily legal to force somebody out of your way, okay?
Well, it is legal in this sense. If you're in front of me and I am a recreational vehicle and you're not getting out of the way, we base this in American common law. If, for instance, you are at sea, the captain of that ship has full control over the ship legally.
I understand that.
And the same holds true for pilots in the air. The pilot has full control. If you interpret that interpretation of American common law on the highway where there are no visible law enforcement, the larger vehicle has the right of way because... there's nothing you can do about it. First of all, who do you think's going to win? My Horizon or a Toyota? Who do you think wins?
I don't know what you mean by who do I think wins. I mean...
Well, who had...
You obviously have more tonnage. Is that what you're asking?
Yes, and if there are no police around, then the larger vehicle has... This is according to Housie, Jeff Code, who is our recording secretary.
Is this Mr. Jeff Code an attorney?
No, sir, he is not an attorney, but it is based upon his interpretation of the law.
Because if you're saying to me that the same law that allows a pilot or a ship's captain to have complete control over their craft legally...
Yes, sir, as, for instance, a ship's captain can marry people...
Yes, I understand that. I've heard all of that. You're saying that that law also allows RV drivers to have the right-of-way on a freeway because they're the larger vehicle.
That is correct. That's what I meant when I said, who do you think wins? But the bottom line is, why would you even want to get into it? You've got a smaller car than me. You're never going to win.
Can I ask you about our number, by the way, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking with Lloyd Bonafide of the National Seniors Alliance for Recreational Vehicles. I want to ask you, last Thanksgiving, you were involved in a traffic dispute up near Eureka, California. Can you tell me about that? Did it stem from what we were talking about?
Well, that was a fairly black and white situation. I attempted to explain that to the California Highway Patrol, and I'm sorry what happened to those two young people.
Well, what happened?
Well, what happened, it was a failure to yield. I had given this young man some courtesy flashes of my headlights. I had gestured him over to the left. And he did not move over. Now, it's a young guy and a young lady in their 20s, and I understood they were young, and maybe I didn't want their stupidity to hurt them. And so they didn't move over, and I remember thinking to myself, boy, he's asking for it. He really is. So my wife was making sandwiches. I asked her to sit down and put on her seatbelt, and I swung around to the right side of this young man's car. As I recall now, it was a Ford truck. And he's this young guy, and many of them are great kids, but some of them think because we're older, they want to take advantage of us. So I simply got alongside of him, and I nudged my vehicle up next to his. In other words, I moved to my left. And
so you were trying to run him off the road?
No, sir, I was not. No, sir, I was not.
Well, that's what happened to him, right?
Were you there? I'd like to explain the story, sir.
Go ahead, but I mean, the end result...
I'd like to explain the story, sir.
Go ahead.
He did the predictable thing. He pulled to the left. I didn't make him pull to the left.
Well, you nudged your vehicle over to the left.
He pulled his car to the left, and all I was trying to do was send a message, and what he did was completely unexpected, and it showed bad driving judgment. He pulled to the left sharply, and that's when the car went over on its side a couple of times. Down a grassy medium. Now, I found out...
Where those people could have died, sir. Isn't that correct?
Sir, I found out later they were okay, the car was drivable, and they were taken to emergency in Eureka. So I resent the press trying to make...
You ran a guy off the road, sir. Don't you see it that way?
No, sir, I do not see it that way. What I see was a man failing to yield the number one lane to me, and trying to be a hard ass about it. And you want to know something? I sent him a message.
All right. Well, you're right. The couple involved did not press charges, and apparently there was no charges to be pressed because they didn't really know it was you until a few months later. But the fact is, you ran this guy off the road, sir, from what I understand.
Sir, you can talk to Mr. His name is J.P. Tesserero, John Patrick, and his girlfriend, and he told me later on that he deserved it. And he
deserved getting his car flipped over. All right, hold the line. National Senior Alliance for Recreational Vehicles, Lloyd Bonafide, who says, get off the road if you see an RV. And last year, he ran a car off the road that did not make way for him in the fast lane. Now, he bases this in the same law that is that says that ship's captains and that pilots, airline pilots, have full control over their craft. Larger vehicles have the right of way. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, let me tell you that, though.
1-800-449-8686. Lloyd Bonafide from the... I want to get your organization, sir.
Yes, the National Senior Recreational Vehicle Alliance. I am also a Korean War veteran. I fought for this country in Korea. And I think it is pretty interesting. People thinking that they're going to get in front of my recreational vehicle when I'm going up to Portland to visit my daughter on Thanksgiving, and some kid and his girlfriend think they're going to get in my way, and he almost lost his life because he thought that he was going to disrespect a Korean War veteran and break the laws of the land.
You yourself have said this is not a law.
We are working on...
Well, you're working on it, but it's not a law yet. 1-800-449-8686. Wade, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, I'm a driver. I deliver RVs for a living, and I got a question for you, sir. Where do you get off thinking you're God?
Okay, next question. You sound pretty stupid. Did you hear me, stupid? I said you sound pretty stupid.
Well, you are stupid if you think you can run somebody off the road.
Hey, let me tell you what kind of car do you drive?
I don't drive a car, mister. I'm in a Fleetwood RV, buddy.
Okay, well, You know something, sir? I will. And
Is the caller gone? Did he? All right, go ahead.
Is he not there?
I don't know. We hung up on him by mistake or something. Go ahead.
You know something? I drive a RV, which is an Itasca Horizon, and I can tell you right now, it'll run anything on the road, off the road.
Here is Mike. Go ahead, Mike. Mike,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Whoever this gentleman is, he's trying to say that they're going to get this federal law. If a commercial driver cannot have federal law with it, there's no way he's going to pass it, and he ought to have professional courtesy to stay off the road.
Yes,
and
the courtesy is this. When you see an RV, just get out of its way.
Stay out of the road, too?
What kind of sense does it make to get in front of an RV that could kill you and your children?
And what gives you the right to...
I just asked you a question. You don't have an answer for that? See? It makes sense, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't make sense, because that'd be like me telling you that I'm driving a rig and to get the hell out of my way.
Of course I would. Why would I want to get in front of a rig?
No, that's called unprofessionalism.
Listen, stupid.
Would you quit calling my callers stupid?
Well, sir, to be honest with you, they're pretty stupid people.
And well, you don't have to call them names, all right?
On the road.
Hey,
let me tell you something.
You want to get up in front of a rig whose brakes may go out? Is that what you're saying we should do?
No, you know, I'm not professional.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you a scab? Because I hear a lot of you people are driving for those supermarket lines.
I drive for myself.
You're not in a union, huh?
No.
Well,
I'm
an
owner-operator.
How do we know you're even skilled to drive a truck?
Look it.
Pardon me?
I said, how do you...
Never mind.
No, I said, how do we know you're even skilled to drive a truck?
He's got to have a license. He's got to be licensed.
We have to be...
Look, pal, if you're behind the wheel of a 40-foot RV, you're a pro driver.
We have to be certified by the state, sir, which you do not.
You don't have to be certified by the state, Mr. Bonafide. And the other thing is, while it may make sense not to get in front of a rig that's going down a hill, for instance, which I try not to do, because you're right, the brakes may go out, an RV is not a commercial vehicle.
I would put any recreational vehicle driver, especially the members of the National Senior Alliance, up against any truck driver in terms of driving skill.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, this guy is an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
Yes, you are an idiot.
Well, you're an idiot.
Okay, this is fun, huh? We're calling each other idiots now.
Well, he called me an idiot.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Lloyd Bonafide on the line, talking with us about the recreational vehicles that he and his organization drive, the National Senior Recreational Vehicle. When RVs get in front of people, when people get in front of an RV, and they see that RV coming up behind them, they're supposed to get out of your way. I understand that that's your point.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Why do you throw on halogen lights that can blind a man?
I'll tell you this, Mr. Henry. I believe in giving people an opportunity to get the message. And if they don't want to get the message, then I have to use the halogen lights. The message is very clear. I'm a senior citizen. I am a veteran of the Korean War. I drive a recreational vehicle, which means I'm on my way someplace. I don't just have my thumb up my rear end like...
Spit it out, man!
Like one of these housewives. By the way, what do an RV rally rodeo every year? We go to an RV. Never mind.
All right. Look, 1-800-449-8686. So you're saying that the people who drive these RVs are individuals who are deserving of respect. Is that it?
Yeah, absolutely. And they're seniors, and get out of their way or you'll die. And you'll die slow. Because I can tell you that being run off the road by a recreational vehicle is ugly as hell. Ugly.
Standing there, looking out to sea, and is she